You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Barron County officials are reminding residents that the deadline to pay their property taxes is coming up. 2024 postponed real estate taxes in the county are due by July 31st. Rice Lake residents must pay their property taxes directly to the city, and all other Barron County residents must pay them to the county. The Barron County Government Center on Monroe Avenue has a drop box near the main entrance where residents can drop off their payments. Information on payment options, status, and amounts can be found on the county website. New signs reminding Polk and Burnett County residents to be on the lookout for aquatic invasive species have now been posted around the area. The new signs inform residents about some of the local ordinance changes that have been put in place to halt the spread of invasive species like zebra mussels. They remind residents to clean their boats and equipment before hitting the water and before leaving the boat launch. They also remind residents to use one of the over 50 watercraft cleaning stations between the two counties whenever they're available. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for its 2025 Recycling Excellence Awards. The awards are meant to highlight organizations like community groups, nonprofits, schools, and businesses that go above and beyond with innovative recycling efforts. There are four categories of awards, including for specific recycling projects and initiatives, overall recycling programs, innovations in recycling efforts, and special recycling events. The agency will be accepting nominations for the awards until September 15th. Barron County officials are seeking candidates to take over the District 21 supervisor seat covering the southeast area of Rice Lake. The seat was previously occupied by Burnell Hansen, who announced his resignation on Monday to focus on his health and family. The county board chair will appoint Hansen's successor from the applicant pool before a full county board approval. The chosen candidate will serve the remainder of the current term, which ends next April. Candidates should submit their letter of interest to the office of the county clerk. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is highlighting a successful 2025 spring turkey hunting season. According to preliminary data released on Wednesday, hunters across the state registered over 50,000 birds during the six-week season. The total marks a roughly 14% increase over the five-year average. DNR data also found that out of around 246,000 available authorizations, about 229,000 were purchased, showing a strong combination of hunting opportunities and participation. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations. The Rice Lake Public Library is inviting area kids to participate in a creative take on old drive-in movie theaters on Tuesday afternoon. The event aims to give area kids something to do during the summer months while also encouraging them to embrace their artistic sides. The kids can visit the library at 1 p.m. on Tuesday to decorate their own cardboard cars before the makeshift drive-in movie starts at 2 p.m. More information on Tuesday's event, as well as other upcoming events to keep area kids entertained, is available on the Rice Lake Public Library website. Fraser Shipyards in Superior has received over $800,000 in federal grant funding to improve their operations. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Small Shipyard Grant Program and will be used to purchase a new 130-ton crane. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says the grant funding will help strengthen the future of the critical shipping industry in Superior. The addition also comes as the region prepares to lose a major transportation corridor during the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the launch of a new Child Care Bridge payment program to help providers with direct payments following the expiration of the Child Care Counts program. The new bridge payment program will see $110 million dispersed to child care providers across the state over the next year. A number of providers have raised warnings over recent weeks that the funding isn't enough as they contend with higher operating costs, lower profits, and parents struggling to afford the increasing cost of child care. Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill to limit the ability of the state legislature to spend taxpayer money on private attorneys. The legislation would require a vote of approval by the state assembly and Senate before the legislature can enter into a contract with outside legal counsel. State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner and State Senator Chris Larson introduced the bill, saying its goal is to restore trust and transparency in how state money is spent. They say over $5 million of taxpayer funds went to private legal fees last year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Terang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Terang, you know, responded with some hits and a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good, played good defense. Relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we, you know, knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech, you know, everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The music industry is mourning the death of Ozzy Osbourne. Tributes from fellow musicians, including his former band Black Sabbath, the band Osbourne helped found but was also asked to leave due to substance abuse issues in 1979. Osbourne later joined the band for reunion tours about 10 years ago, and they played together just a few weeks ago, which was Osbourne's final show. Ozzy passed away Tuesday at the age of 76 after struggling with health issues for years. More music news, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham are obviously up to something. Last week, they both posted on Instagram the lyrics to the song Frozen Love, with Nicks posting an If You Go Forward and Buckingham finishing the lyric, I'll Meet You There. Speculation, according to Yahoo Entertainment, is that they are re-releasing Buckingham Nicks, their album from 1973, a prior work to them joining Fleetwood Mac. More rumors have been fueled now that a billboard is up on Sunset Boulevard near the studio where the album was recorded. Subtle stuff. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four, First Steps, is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, don't get your hopes up. The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. One of the biggest films of the summer is Lilo and Stitch. The film broke a record with a Memorial Day opening of $183 million at the box office. It made over $4 million domestically and $1 billion worldwide. The film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. You can purchase the film for $30 or rent it for $25. That's how they get you. Lilo and Stitch is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with audience scores in the 90%. Fun for the whole family. It's been said that imitation is the highest form of flattery. We'll see if Elon Musk is flattered now that Luca Guadagnino has reportedly found an actor to play Musk in his new film, Artificial. According to Variety, actor Ike Barinholtz, star of Apple TV's The Studio, will play the former Trump chump in the film, which has been called a comedic drama set in the world of artificial intelligence. Amazon MGM is the studio behind the project, which is still in development. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunder shower, mid-60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy with an isolated late-day storm, high 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.